wanna know my occupation? I get paid to rock the nation. Roland
Martin! Hold it now.
This morning from our Washington, D.C. studios, Roland Martin, fresh from the White House Christmas party last night. What's going on, Roland?
All good, man. I'm almost there. I'ma have a president in an ascot. Trust me, Tom. It's gonna happen. I said, look, man, you got a second your term, but you ain't got nothing to lose. Go ahead, break it out. So we'll see. Had a great time. Of course, everybody says hello. Had a great time last night. So, Tom, this story that we have this morning, Tom, is still stunning every time I even think about it. Imagine you are the mother or the father of a young man. You got a phone call and said that your son has been gunned down, and then you find out that the man who shot him was mad, pumped 9 bullets into the car. He was mad because the music he was riding in was too loud. That's what Michael David Dunn, 45 years old, is accused of. It is just stunning, this particular case. And we're joined this morning by the young man's mother, Tom, Lucia McBath. She is out of Atlanta. His name is Jordan Russell Davis. Lucia, good morning.
Good morning.
God bless you.
Just when you found out that your 17-year-old son had been killed, but then you found out why this guy shot him, just what went through your mind?
I just thought it was completely unimaginable. Mm. I could not fathom in my mind where Mr. Dunn was. I just could not fathom how he could be so angered over their music. And as I've said before, you know, he just had to be in a very, very dark place. And I can't imagine ever being in that place. And I think that at that moment in time, you know, you can't know God if you're in that place.
Mm. I can't imagine how it is raising young boys in this day and age. Now, I've raised 2 boys, but it was nothing like this. Mm-hmm. In raising your 2 boys, ma'am, I mean, in raising your boy, what did you tell him about the dangers of the world out there, of being a young black man in America?
Well, you know, we tried to.
And misunderstood.
We tried to let him know that there are definitely dangers and things that you needed to be aware of. Things that you needed to protect yourself from, you know, being that he was, you know, a black male, there are just a little bit more precautions. We would let him know that he would have to be mindful.
Did you all talk about the Trayvon Martin situation?
Yes, we did talk about that, and Jordan was very, very saddened by that. That Jordan was kind of a very reflective child,
mm-hmm.
and he just said, Mom, you know, he says, I can't believe just because, he was out in the street and this happened to him. And he used to question me, why would this happen? How would this happen?
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Lucia, it was also stunning that the alleged shooter, the guy, first of all, who admitted to acts, not alleged, he actually admitted to it. He fired 9 bullets into the vehicle. Your son was the only one who was hit. 2 others were in the vehicle. But then this guy drives off and goes to a hotel with his girlfriend and later tells police, well, that he left the scene of the crime because he didn't think anybody was hurt. You fired 9 bullets into a vehicle?
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
And it's unbelievable to us as well. And, you know, we believe he had to have known that someone was injured. But the thing is that, you know, only he knows where he was and what he was thinking at that time. You know, but as far as we're concerned, we know the truth.
Mm.
We know the truth, and he knows the truth. And the truth will be brought to light. We really believe that. We know that, you know, God is an honorable God, a righteous God, and we know that the truth will come to light. We know that.
How do you feel about this man claiming self-defense? Of course, he tells police that he saw the barrel of a gun raised out of the car, sort of in a threatening way, and that's when he decided to open fire. He has not invoked stand your ground law as of yet, but he is claiming self-defense.
That's his guilty conscience. Right.
You describe your son as very thoughtful and reflective. What else can you share with us about him?
Oh, Jordan had a wonderful sense of humor. If you ask anyone, and even all the kids that have spoken with us, and just all the people that have, you know, been affected by him, you know, the first thing is they always say he had a great smile, and Jordan was always laughing and always smiling, always, you know, playing tricks on his friends, playing tricks on his family. You know, he just had a great sense of humor, and Jordan really loved, I mean, every day he would get up and say, Mom, what are we doing today? Where are we going today? Mm. He had a thirst for life. He had a love for life. And he had a really good life. He was a lot of fun to raise. We spent a lot of time traveling to see family. You know, we have family all over the country, and that was one thing that people could count on in our families, that, you know, Jordan and, you know, Lucy were coming to see them. And we had good, strong family ties. A lot of love in our family, you know, both sides, his dad's side, my side, a lot of love. And just really, you know, good people with good hearts, and everyone with a heart for God.
God bless you.
Well, Lucia McBath, we certainly appreciate you coming on with us this morning to share your story about your son, Jordan, and our prayers are with you and the family. And we certainly hope justice will be done in Florida, and we will stay on this to look at the story throughout.
Thank you so much, and God bless you.
God bless you and your
Thanks
family.
Thank you.
I just tough
imagine.
Being a parent, isn't it?
Cannot imagine
Man.